More than $5.5 million will fund pay raises for Leon County teachers. The district's assistant superintendent, Barbara Wills, says negotiations are still ongoing over how the raises will be distributed.
We were hoping, it was the superintendent and the board's goal, to get it to them in September, but it just completely depends on when they're able to sign an agreement.
While the bulk of the money is going to raises, another $2.3 million will help pay for staff retirement benefits. Another $500,000 pays for increases in health insurance costs. Naomi Coughlin, the district's budget director, says once all the district's immediate needs are met, there's still a little bit left over.
So that leaves about $2 million, and that's just reallocated to any additional expenses. I mean, for the most part, we have a little bit of that. We have some of that left at this point in time.
One area of the budget Will says she'd like to see more money for is called instructional. She says it encompasses a wide range of things.
One of the areas where we would like additional resources is teacher preparation and instruction for the forthcoming evaluations and assessments. And that may be trainings, it may be materials, it may be software to do diagnostics. We need to do everything possible to make sure our students are prepared.
The state has set a 2016 deadline for schools to be doing more computer-based learning. That and new standardized tests slated to come into use means students need more computers, tablets, and online textbooks. But many districts, including Leon, are struggling to pay for the necessary infrastructure. All told, the district is slated to spend about $280 million this academic year. While the state's contribution has increased, Leon County schools are collecting less in property tax revenue due to the legislature changing the formula. Administrators are also still waiting for decisions of dozens of federal grants that could either win them or cost them money. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.